guys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your line nuts. Such a phone loser. Beckons you, sorry about that dude. But don't you read?
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood now. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
It sounds...
Or are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
December. Girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls. He loves phones. Only phones. Somebody.
Hello everyone, happy Ding Timber 9th. This is RBCP and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, the show that helps people cope with their emotions by presenting them with situations that they've never been in before. Basically, I should be able to say I'm a licensed doctor for these people, but never mind that, we won't have that tangent now. Today's show is sponsored by Jack Off Daniels. Thank you, Jack Off Daniels, for being a supporter of the show. You too can support the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus. or patreon.com/phonelosers. Today's show is just like the last show, and the show before that, and the show before that. We're doing nothing but car dings this month, where listeners like you go out and leave notes on cars, and the note should read, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call at 401-526-3769. Sign the note Roy, and I will take the call from these people. It's good fun for everyone. And it gets some of you people out of the house, you know, get a little exercise for once in your life. Like I said, I should be able to call myself a doctor. I'm always thinking of everyone else's well-being and trying to help them along. Hey, I have a challenge for people leaving notes. How about instead of writing the note on a little piece of paper, you get a giant piece of cardboard that covers the entire windshield, or maybe just a big piece of poster board, or write the note in paint on a big piece of plywood. Wait, no, don't do that. That'd scratch up the top of their car. Don't do that. But, you know, leave some totally insane note in an insane way. I mean, it's probably pointless and stupid. They're not going to call if it's like that. Or like last year, this one guy, he had the note written on a cake, and he claims he put it on a car, but he might have just set it on his own car and taken a picture, because I never got a call. Or maybe I did get a call. I haven't checked the voicemail all year. I shouldn't doubt that guy. I'm sorry, person who did a cake last year. That was rude of me. Anyway, I have a ton of voicemails here. Let's start listening to the voicemails on the Carding phone number.
Hey, what's up, Roy? You hit a car in the hospital parking lot in North Carolina, and you left a note on the car. I just want to let you know that was my mom's, man. You hit my mom's car. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, yeah, I think you already know about what time it is. All right, appreciate it.
Whoa.
You have a nice day.
What does that mean? What the hell was that? I know what time it is? Should I be calling the police, you guys? Because I don't know. I don't feel good about this one.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, sir. That wasn't my car. That was my mom's car.
Well, whatever. Same thing, you know? I just...
Yeah, it's not the same thing, but okay.
Well, it is to me, because I don't care. But,
okay, well, I do care, and she does care. She needs to get her car fixed, and she needs your insurance information.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, settle down. Yeah, I was just... I was chasing a Pokemon. I play that Pokemon Go game, and there was one in your back seat. So I had to open the car and get in there and get it out with my phone.
Hold on. So you broke into my mom's car for a Pokemon game?
Well, I didn't break in. I just used one of those Slim Jim tools and opened up the door. But because I had to get the Pokemon. It was a rare Pokemon. It was like one of the really rare ones. It was a Pikachu.
Man, I don't care about that, man. You can't go in people's cars for a Pokemon, bro. How old are you?
I'm 43.
You 43, and you opening the bags, you opening the car, you open the doors to my mom's car to get a Pokemon.
Yeah, well, a rare Pokemon. It was a Pikachu.
I don't care how rare it was. You feel me? It could have been the only Pokemon that ever came out ever. I don't care about it. You have no right to go with my mom's car, bro.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scratch up the door when I was opening it.
But you weren't supposed to touch it, period. Listen, I am a black man. If I would have went into your car, I would be locked up right now. You know what I'm saying?
What? That's not true. That's crazy
talk.
And
that is true.
That's crazy
talk.
Anyway, can
I have your insurance information? Because my mom needs to have the scratches taken off of her car that you put up there. She don't want to press charges, but she want her car fixed.
Were the scratches really bad? I didn't think they were that bad.
It don't matter. That's not your property. It don't matter what you think.
Could I just buy you some touch-up paint?
No, I can tell you what you can do. You can bring me $100. You can do that.
What? No. I'll just give you my insurance information.
Oh, okay. Well, you can do that too then.
But really, it's not $100 fix. You know, it's just a little can of touch-up paint.
Man, it don't matter. Listen. It's not about the money, and it's not about the insurance. It's the fact that you feel, as a white man in America, that you can do whatever you please, and you can't.
Oh, no, I'm not white.
You can't
do
that.
Sir, I'm not white.
You're not white?
No.
What are you?
I'm black.
What are you?
I'm black.
You're black?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's even worse. You should know better. You can't go in nobody's car for a Pokemon.
I don't get the difference,
Pokemon.
To be honest. I don't understand the difference between
you
race.
Don't, you don't
the
understand
whole...
the difference. Oh, okay, I'm going to tell you the difference.
Oh, no, well, wait. I don't care, also. That's the thing. I just don't care. But anyway, can I just buy you a little can of model paint? I mean, it's not like
you can't buy me nothing. No, you can give me your insurance information so your insurance can pay for the damages to my mom's car.
It's not like it was a nice car, though.
Man, it don't matter what it is. It don't matter.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Well, it's not $100.
It don't matter. Give me your. I don't care about the money. Give me your insurance information. Sir.
Okay. All right. I'm with Progressive Insurance.
Hold on just a minute.
All right. Jeez.
People think they can just go with folks' car. That's breaking and entering of a motor vehicle.
No, it wasn't. It was the Pokemon game. It wasn't me. The Pokemon game did it.
It don't matter. That Pokemon game did not open up my mom's car.
Well, I had to because it was in there.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to.
It was a Pikachu. It was a Pikachu, all right?
It don't matter. Fuck Pikachu.
You take that back.
I'm not taking back nothing.
You take that back,
homie. Man, make me take it back.
Oh, I'll make you take it back.
Make me take it back.
You watch me make you take it back.
Make me take it back.
Anyway, do you have a pen yet?
Nah, you hold on. Ain't somebody with a Pikachu. Don't nobody care about Pikachu.
You probably don't even have a pen.
It ain't even real.
You probably don't have a pen. You probably only have pencils.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't have a pen. Yeah, shut up. Sounds stupid. You're lucky I don't know you. Nah, he good because he's on the phone and he know I don't know him and he don't know me. You feel me? So he's safe. He got that safety net. You know what I'm saying?
Are you just talking to yourself?
Nah, don't worry about over here. See, we real people over here. We don't play Pokemon. We don't do that.
Oh, you're just jealous because you can't.
It don't matter. You probably don't. You probably sit at home and jack off all day while playing Pokemon. Get out of here, bro. Nobody cares about Pokemon, bro.
There's nothing wrong
with
doing
that. I'm talking about a Pokemon.
I only jack off to the girl Pokemon, so it's not like it's gay or anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. Pretty sure you do. Anyway, you were Progressive.
Yep.
Your name is Roy.
Yep.
What's that now?
Roy Gerbil.
How you spell that?
Gerbil.
Gerbil.
Yep.
Okay. What else? What's your account number?
Oh no, it's a policy number.
Oh, what is your policy number?
That's number 3.
Number 3?
Yep.
That's it?
Yep, just 3. Just tell him number 3. There was this old man, he was like one of the very first Progressive customers, and he died, so I got his policy number. Number 3. Well, anyway, because of your attitude, I think I'm probably going to go back to the hospital and put a scratch on the other side of your mom's stupid car.
And when do you plan on doing that?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, as a matter of fact, what if I tell you where the car is right now, and you come over here and put the scratch on the car?
Oh, no, I want to do it when you're not expecting it.
And I'm pretty sure it's a Pokemon in there right now. Very rare. I mean, I think it might be a blue eyes white dragon. Yeah.
Oh, I already got that one. And get it. I got that one like
you
last
come
week.
Over,
that's not even rare.
Come over. I mean, hey, whatever. Yeah, I think it's another one. I think Raichu is in there.
Oh, that's not even a rare one. You fucking idiot.
It's not.
Nope.
But what about it's something in there, though. You can whatever is in there, you can come get it right now.
Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
But you don't know where to come to.
Oh, yeah, I do. I know exactly where you are.
Where am I?
I've got a GPS locator app on my phone, and it shows exactly where you are right now.
There's no way you know exactly where I am right now.
I got it all. It's right here on my screen. I know right where you are.
Okay, so why don't you come over here?
I am. I'm on my way. I'm getting on my bike right now.
You're getting on your bike?
Yep.
You're riding a bike.
What's wrong with riding a bike?
Well, stay on the phone until you get here, then. Can you do that?
No, that sounds really boring, because I don't like talking to you.
Nah, but I feel like if you get off the phone, you're not going to show up.
Oh, I'll show up. You just wait.
I don't think you're going to show up, though. And I don't really want to be waiting all day.
Well, anyway, do you want me to just bring over some touch-up paint? Because this is stupid.
Yeah, bring some touch-up paint over here. Yeah.
Or wait, no. Instead, I'll just come over at night, and I'll just touch it up myself, and you won't have to worry about it. I'll fix it.
You can do that, too.
Okay.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that, too. You can do that. That's cool.
All right, I'll do that.
And you say your name is Roy Gerbil?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you when, though. I'm just going to sneak over and fix the scratch, and everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look. I'm gonna tell you something else too, yo. You know what my mom's car looked like. I understand that you a Pokemon fanatic, you a game freak and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna threaten you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you can run downtown and go press charges and whatnot. But I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
Okay.
Don't touch my mom's car no more, man.
Okay.
Really, don't touch my mom's car no more.
Well, maybe she shouldn't keep rare Pokemon in there.
Man, fuck that Pokemon game and fuck you, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Straight like that. Seriously, I don't care about no Pokemon. My mom don't care about no Pokemon.
Okay,
she didn't put no Pokemon in her car. You know that's the game, bro. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
You know the game. The Pokemon is everywhere out here in this world, bro. Didn't nobody put that Pokemon there but the people who made that game, bro. My mom didn't have shit to do with that Pokemon being in the backseat of her car, bro. You feel me? And you don't have the right to open up nobody's car door and go into their car and get shit out. I don't care if it is a video game.
There's a Pikachu.
In the court of law, they gonna... It's all fuck Pikachu and fuck you. Don't nobody care about Pikachu, bro.
I do.
What you mean, Pikachu?
I don't know.
Man,
the 8 million
man,
people
fuck,
that,
man,
that play Pokemon Go care about Pikachu.
Man, I don't give a fuck about you or them 8 million people. Don't nobody care about that. You feel what I'm saying?
Nope.
Don't nobody care
not
about
at all.
That, bro. Don't nobody give a fuck about no Pikachu, man. Fuck Pikachu.
Anyway,
nigga.
I'm a professional Pokemaster, and if I see a Pokemon in a car, I'm gonna get in there and get it.
Man, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Actually, I wish you'd just
you
hang up.
Over,
I'm so bored with you at this point. Just hang up the fucking phone.
If you were so bored, just, you would hang the fuck up.
Well, hey, no, you hang up the phone. Hang it up. Hang up.
No, fuck you. You brought this whole occurrence. So you did this shit.
Listen, motherfucker, hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
Man, fuck you, pussy. Come see me, bitch.
No,
come see me.
Just I don't want to see you.
I will beat your ass, bro. I will beat your ass. Fuck you. I mean, I ain't hanging up shit.
Oh, you better
I ain't
hang
hanging
up
a motherfucking thing. I don't better do shit.
You hang up that phone.
I don't better do shit.
Or I'll hang it up for you.
Man, you can't hang up for me, motherfucker. You can hang your phone up.
You don't even know how to hang up a phone because you're stupid.
Man, obviously I don't because I ain't hanging this motherfucker up.
Oh,
what you mean?
I'll sit here all week. You just watch me.
Shit, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm here all week, too. What's up? Let's talk.
I got unlimited minutes, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. I got unlimited minutes, pussy.
I got more unlimited minutes than you do.
I got more unlimited minutes than you do. Shut your dumb ass up. You sound stupid,
bro. I got three times the amount of unlimited minutes that you have.
Three times? How you can have three times the unlimited minutes? You sound stupid.
Oh, you just don't know how math works.
Yeah. You a dumbass, bro.
You probably never took trigonometry. So that's why you don't
know. You got that from your mama. That came from your mama and her side of the family.
At least I have a mom.
Yeah, I got a mom, nigga, and you went in her fucking car for a Pokemon, bitch.
I've got two moms.
I don't give a fuck. I got one mama. I got a real mama, nigga. I came out of one pussy. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I came out of two of them. I came out of two. You're just jealous.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
You're so jealous.
Both of them horses that you rolled in on.
Okay, fine. You know what? You win. You win. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up. I'm going to hang up the phone.
Grandma, fuck your granddaddy. Fuck your dead granddaddy. All your friends.
Oh, hey, you take that back about my dead granddaddy.
Fuck the phone that you got. Fuck your phone carrier. Fuck your unlimited minutes.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck your
don't talk about my phone carrier that way.
Fuck your phone carrier, pussy. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, motherfucker. Are you lucky I don't know you, bro? I will fuck you up, bro. I swear to God, I will fuck you up, bro. You lucky I don't know you, bro. You lucky I don't know your own play by my mama, bro. I will fuck you up, bro. Swear to God, run, tell that. Go tell the police that, pussy. Fuck you, nigga. Real shit. Suck my dick, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Street nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck you, bro. You ain't trying to see me. You a pussy, man. Straight like that, bro. You ain't real. Real shit. You lucky I don't know you. I will beat your ass, bro. I don't give a fuck, my nigga.
I bet
fuck
you can't
you,
even
bro.
Fight.
Man, suck my dick. I can shoot a pistol. What you mean? But how about that?
Don't put the pistol how to me, that? Whatever you do.
Man, fuck that. Fuck you, nigga.
I'm a real soldier, so.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I'm prior military myself, bitch. Ex-Navy, motherfucker. Fuck you mean? Yeah. Don't nobody give a fuck about that military shit. That don't mean shit. I'm prior military my damn self, nigga. CVN 69.
I didn't realize that.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, motherfucker.
I feel stupid now.
Fuck you. And yeah, I don't give a fuck how you feel. You should have felt stupid when you opened up somebody's car to get a fucking Pokemon, bro.
Well, I got the Pokemon, so you're just jealous that I have a Pikachu and
you
don't.
You fucking care. Why am I jealous? Why am I don't even play that shit. I don't even have that shit on my fucking phone. Fuck a Pokemon, man.
Yeah,
I don't care about that shit.
You just can't afford the app. Cost too much money for
you. I can't afford the app. A dollar
I'm glad you agree.
App.
I'm glad you agree.
$1.99 app.
No, it's
I
free.
I can't afford it.
It's
get
free.
The fuck out of here.
It's a free app.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah, you can't afford
free.
It.
Yeah, you're right. I can't afford it. Yeah, exactly. I can't afford it. I don't want to play that dumb shit. Shit like that'll get you killed. Playing that game will get you killed, bro.
No, it won't.
Real shit. You don't even realize it, bro. That game will get you killed, bro.
Am I going to get stabbed by a 12-year-old?
Oh, I'm 12.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, look, I gotta go.
12.
I really gotta go. It's been like 10 minutes. Holy shit. What's wrong with you?
I thought you had all week, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I didn't really touch your mom's car. That note was just a joke. I didn't get in the car. Come on. Who would do that? But it
so
was
why
fun.
The fuck is you playing? Why, I'm saying, but you grown as hell. Why you playing, bro?
Yeah. Well,
Listen, bro.
No.
I don't live with my mom's. I'm a grown-ass man, bro.
Then why are you driving her car?
I haven't seen my mom's car. But see, I'm not driving her car. She drove her car. She worked at the fucking hospital.
Why
didn't
she call me then?
You feel me? Nigga, she did call you, bro. You didn't pick up the phone. They told me it went to voicemail. That's why I called you, motherfucker.
Is your name Randy?
Now my name ain't Randy, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, just checking.
My name Roy Gerbil. That's my name.
Yeah, I bet.
Roy Gerbil. That's my name.
Okay.
You a gerbil. You a rodent, bro.
Your mom's a gerbil.
You a fucking what?
I said your mom's a gerbil.
Yeah, my mom's a gerbil, yeah.
I'm glad you agree with me.
Yeah. Okay, you don't even know my mom's, bro. You seen my mom's car, and you don't even fucking know my mom, so that shit don't mean shit to me. I tell you what, though, if you so real, use your GPS and come see me, bro. Get on your bike and come see me, bro.
Okay, I'm on my way. I'll be right there.
Are you really going to show up?
Yeah, 10 minutes. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
All right, bye.
So in 11 minutes, if you're not here, I'm calling you back.
Bye, honey, baby, sweetie pie. I love you.
Yeah, and I want some head when you get here, too. I want my balls stuck
and
everything.
Oh, I'll give it to you. You just wait. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I need all that.
All right.
That'll be amazing. Shut the fuck up, man. You're a 40-some-year-old child, bruh. You're a kid, man.
I am not.
You're a kid. You're a child, bruh. 42 years old taking Pokemon. You got to catch them all. You a stupid old-ass man, bro. It don't make no sense, my nigga. Swear to God, bro. I wish I knew you. I'd put my fucking hands on you, bro. And you don't even know how real it is. Pussy ass motherfucker.
All right. I love you. Bye. 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 He didn't hang up, but he just kind of faded away. I swear I didn't hang up on him. So, obviously, I won that battle. He hung up the phone before I did. Holy shit, that was crazy. And was that even real? Because I was, like, so many times in that call, I felt like he was just messing with me. But I did receive a ton of calls from his area, from that same area code, I mean. Someone's been leaving a lot of notes there. That was from the North Carolina area code, 252. I've got a bunch of them in here from 252 today. So I think he was real, unless he was the one leaving the notes. And you know what? I'm pretty sure Randy Dandy was from the same state as this guy. Or maybe it was South Carolina. It was one of the Carolinas. The original Randy Dandy guy, if you guys know who I'm talking about.
Hi, this is Officer Cruz, and I was calling regarding the note that you had left on my vehicle yesterday at Rob. If you could just give me a call back, I would appreciate it. Thank you, have a good day.
Wow, Officer Cruz. I wonder if this one's real. By the way, that Pokemon idea, I think that was from the chat room the other day from someone named ScarletSpeed7. So thank you for that idea, ScarletSpeed7, even though, I mean, everyone's been suggesting Pokemon ever since this started. So you're not special, you didn't suggest anything original. Who do you think you are? But thanks for the suggestion anyway. Officer Cruz is also from North Carolina, and she called 2 hours ago.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Usually, you know, cars do tend to hit other cars.
Oh, I didn't hit it with
a
car.
I was looking at what side was it that you had made a ding on?
Well, I didn't ding your car with the car. I was playing that Pokemon Go game, you know?
Okay.
And I was throwing Pokeballs at your car. I was trying to catch a Snorlax.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was right on top of your car, and it was one of those times where, you know, you just keep trying and trying and trying, and it just keeps escaping, and I can't catch it. I used up all my Pokeballs. I had to go out and gather up some more Pokeballs and then come back and try again, and I still just kept hitting it all over the windshield and the hood. It was a mess.
Okay. Yeah, because with the note that you had left in my car, I figured that, you know, maybe you just hit it or something.
No, I was throwing Pokeballs at it. Virtual Pokeballs through my cell phone.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just kept hitting it over and over and over. I must have hit your car like 50 times.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't understand that. That's all I was like, because I was looking for it, but I was like, usually my car already has a bit of scratches and stuff over it. So I was looking for it, and I was like, oh, well, I don't see a hit in my car. So that's why I was just calling you to see what had happened.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I figured there might be some dings in it because I must have hit it 50 times with my virtual Pokeball on the windshield.
Okay.
And all over the hood.
Oh, okay.
It was a slippery little Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, I don't play that game, so I wouldn't know.
I see. So you think you're fucking better than me because you don't play the game?
No, I just never really had an interest for it. A lot of friends that I have played that, or when they go to my house, they just start doing all this crazy stuff. We're like, oh, don't move, or something.
Yeah, well, you should play it. It's fun. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Also, look, you know what? I mean, the whole time I was doing this, your car wouldn't stop looking at me. So I was tempted to just go over there and kick it, but I didn't. I didn't kick it, but it just kept looking at me.
Okay.
It's really, it's getting on my nerves.
Well, it's not my car's fault.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, maybe you should, you know, control your car and tell it not to be looking at people like that.
I do control it while I drive it. So.
Yeah, but control it when you're not driving it, you know? Teach it not to be an asshole.
Well, it's a stick shift, so I guess it's used to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well, I guess I forgive it then.
Okay. That's good.
Okay, well, bye, honey, baby.
All right, thank you.
Did you want some money? Did you want money for the dinging from the Pokeball?
No, I wasn't asking for money or anything. I was just calling regarding to the note because, for one, it was the way that you had wrote it, and I figured that you were a mad person.
Oh, no.
Because of the way that I park or something.
Oh, no, I'm totally sane.
And I was like, hold up. I was like, I didn't park like that as an officer. You know, usually I try to park right.
Oh, yeah. I was probably, I was probably high on crack when I wrote it, and I don't remember what I wrote in the note, so I'm sorry if I wrote anything crazy.
No, you're fine. That's all. I was just trying to call to see what was going on.
Yelp.
Okay, well, thank you for clearing it out.
Okay, and just, tell your car to stop looking at me.
Okay, I will. I'll get it under control next time.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Wow. Okay. That girl was very hard to read. Like, I don't know if she got that I was fucking with her. She didn't seem to get it, but she also just didn't care about anything. I don't know. I thought she was full of crap when she left that message saying she was an officer, but she said it again, so I don't know. Maybe it's true. That was another 252, by the way. Thank you, 252 person leaving notes. Here, I'm going to skip a few and go down to the next 252.
Hello, Roy. This is William. But I was calling about a note I found on my car. Mm-hmm. Something about my driver's ed isn't up to specs for you, so you ding my car. Call me back.
So his driver's ed isn't up to speed, apparently, is what the note said. And at least he told me what the note said. That lady before, she didn't tell me that the note said anything weird until halfway through the call or whatever.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, I was just, I noticed your car was just parked so stupidly, so I started kicking it really hard on the back end to try and move it into its space properly.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So I may have dented it a little bit when I was kicking the back end of it, because I had boots on.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So, what you going to do about it?
I don't know. Was there a lot of damage? I can give you I was going to give you my business card, actually, but I didn't have one with me. But I actually work for Roy's Auto Parts and Roof Removal, and I can give you 10%, uh-huh. 10% off of the price, you know, to fix it.
Well, you could do that, or you could give me your insurance information and let me call them.
Well, it's a better deal for me if you just come into my auto parts store place and service center. And I'll give you 10% off. It's a bargain. I don't do this for just anyone.
So you say the car was not parked properly?
Yeah, it was kind of at an angle. So I don't know. It triggered me. That's like a big trigger for me. So I just went over and I just started kicking the shit out of your car, trying to move it into its spot. But it wouldn't move too easily. I kicked it really, really hard a whole bunch of times, and it just wouldn't move.
And where'd you kick it at?
Like in the back fender area on the driver's side. Yeah, I was thinking maybe you need to go retake your driver's test or something.
How about I just come see you and we discuss this?
Oh, that sounds like a threat. You threatening me, motherfucker?
No, I'm actually bring the police with me and let them threaten you.
Oh, no, they would... No, I can't... please don't involve the police. I've got two strikes.
Yep.
I can't have that.
You don't generally kick people's cars, though, man.
Well, I was trying to kick it into place. It was crooked. I was trying to fix it, basically, for you. Because you park like a woman.
You never know... Someone may have been parked beside me that was parked off kilter, and I was forced to park that way.
Oh, that's what they all say. Is that what really happened, or are you just making up excuses now?
No, I don't have to make any excuses.
Why not?
So where are you at?
I'm here at Roy's Auto Parts.
In what town?
The same town as you're in. Durr.
Never heard of Roy's Auto Parts.
Well, it's right here. It's in... over on Salina Avenue. I'll give you 10% off, though, if you want. I'll give you 10% off to fix the damage. Was there a lot of damage? I can't remember, really, because my vision was clouded and stuff with rage. Can I just come clean with you? Actually,
let me look up something real quick in here.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
There's no Roy's Auto Parts in.
Oh no, I'm not in the phone book because it's I'm not allowed to be in the phone book anymore. They ever since the incident, Yellow Pages won't list me, and I got blacklisted from Google.
What's your address?
I'm over on Salina Avenue, 419 Salina. But look, here's what really happened. My ex-girlfriend has the same car as you, and I thought it was her car at first, so I just started kicking the shit out of it. But then I realized it was totally different color. So it just enraged me, you know? It was a rough right. breakup. Very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. So you can't be mad, right? Like, you know, it's just... It happens, you know. You've been through bad breakups, right?
Not attacking a car.
You don't generally attack somebody else's car when you're mad at somebody else.
Well, I thought it was her car at first. I was about to set it on fire, and then I looked and I realized it wasn't even a Ford.
Yeah, we need to get together and talk about this.
Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Tell her that men are talking.
That was her car, and she doesn't have to shut up.
Well, yeah, she does. I mean, unless we're in the
kitchen.
What's
your last name, Roy?
Unless we're in the kitchen, she has nothing to say.
What's your last name, Roy?
That's Gerbel.
How you spell that, Roy?
THAT.
How do you spell your last name, Roy?
Oh! Gerbil.
Zer?
Uh-huh, Bil. It's French.
Okay. What's your address there, Roy?
419 Salina Avenue. But anyway, look.
419 Salina Avenue.
Yep. Can you just hurry up?
Your real address, Roy?
Hey, shut up. Can you just hurry up and forgive me? Just cause, so we can just end this, because... If you could just hurry up and forgive me.
The way you've talked to me, you've been really rude to me, man, and I hadn't done anything to you.
Well, you started it by having a car that looks like my ex-girlfriend. Sorry. Still call her my girlfriend after all this
319.
Time.
319? Huh? What's that street name again?
I don't know. You figure it out, tough guy. Anyway, can you hurry up and forgive me?
No, I'll just give your number and what fake name you gave me to the police and let them get involved
Just real quick, just say, I forgive you, Roy. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I need it for the recording. And he hung up. Let's call him right back. Probably not going to pick up.
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I forgive you for not forgiving me.
That's funny, Roy.
Even though you're being an asshole, I still forgive you. Oh, he hung up again. I'm looking through suggestions on the Facebook group page now, and 11 people said that I should tell him I work for Roy's Auto Parts and Roof Removal, but I don't know if he believed that one. All right, let's take a break from North Carolina and call this one from Florida.
Roy, this is a fellow who gained his car. Me, some great brother, we got an honest man left around. Somebody's got a conscience, but don't worry about the ding. It's not that big a deal. Thank you for leaving notes.
Oh, I can't prank this guy. I couldn't even understand him. Hold on, let's listen to that one again.
Roy, this is a fellow who dinged his car.
The fella.
Me, some great brother, we got an honest man left around. Somebody's got a conscience, but don't worry about the ding. It's not that big a deal. Thank you for leaving notes.
Right. I got to call him, I guess. Let me look through the list for the idea that's least likely to give him a heart attack. Here we go. Here's a good one from Ben. Ben's left like 5 billion ideas so far on the comments on phonelosers.org.
Veterans Village, Pam.
Oh, hey, I was trying to call the old man whose car I ran into.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to call that old man whose car I hit, and he called me from this number.
Okay, who was it? Do you have his name?
No, I don't. Just go figure it out real quick, lady. Hurry up.
Sir, I honestly don't know who it is.
Oh,
we have 50
it.
Residents here.
Oh, man. Okay, well, go get them all real quick. Assemble them
who
into
one... Who am I talking to?
No, hey, just... I'm with the corporate office. Assemble them into one room and be like, "Can I have your attention, please? Whoever received the car ding note on their car, please step forward." But say it real loud, because they're probably all deaf.
I'm not doing that. They're not here. They're all taking naps right now.
Well, wake them up.
Who am I talking to? I recognize your voice, but I'm not putting a face to it.
It's Steve from the corporate office.
Steve.
Yep, from the corporate office.
Corporate office from of who?
Your corporate office with your company.
What's the name of my corporate office?
You don't know what company you work for? What the hell?
Certainly I do, but do you know who I work for?
Well, it sounds like you don't, because you don't. You're asking me to tell you. How do you not know this?
No, sir. I work for Department of Florida.
Yeah, I'm with the corporate office, the Department of Florida corporate office.
Look, okay, we don't have a Department of Florida corporate office.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, because you don't work here in the corporate office. You're just a lowly person down there doing
sir,
our
bidding. Sir, I'm the assistant director at our Veterans Village.
Yeah.
We're a one-of-a-kind
doing our
Veterans
bidding.
Village that has been doing business for 25 years.
Okay, well, if you've been there for 25 years, you should know that there's a corporate office.
No, I haven't been. We've been in business for 25 years.
Well, you just said we, so it sounds like you're a part of the 25 years. So stop being so misleading.
Wow. Okay, sir, unless you can give me a name of the resident that you're trying to contact, I have no idea who it was.
Okay, fine. I didn't want to give him my insurance information anyway.
Wow. Okay, thank you, sir.
It's all your fault. Someone's not going to get their car fixed because of you, because you won't assemble
okay,
them all into
sorry.
A room when the corporate office orders you to.
Sir, what did you say your name was?
Dave.
First you said Steve, and now you're saying Dave.
Well, why'd you ask then if you remembered?
I'm asking you for your last name, sir.
No, you asked for my first name.
This gentleman has said that he's
the story changes.
One of our residents. But he's not telling me who he is, and he's not telling me who the resident is. He said that I'm keeping him from giving the resident the insurance information, but he doesn't know the resident's name. He won't tell me his name. I don't know what to do at this point. Sir, what kind of a car did you hit?
It was the nicest one in the parking lot, because I was hoping to get a lot of money from the insurance.
Did you get your key?
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, I think that's the first carding call that I haven't been able to get through because the guy was taking a nap. So I guess I'll just delete this one. Jeez, you people leaving notes in the old people home parking lot. What's wrong with you guys?
Hi, Roy. This is Cody. I'm with Progressive Insurance.
Just giving
you a call about an accident that you were involved in on September 4th of this year. This was involving one of my customers, Leroy, and his vehicle was a 2000 Chevy Monte Carlo. He stated that you left a note for him and with his phone number, so I just want to get in touch and see if I can get a little bit more information from you. If you could, please give me a call back. My number is... Thank you.
I guess I can call back an insurance company. What's the worst that could happen, right?
Progressive Claims,
this
is Cody.
Oh, hey, Cody, this is Roy. You left a message for me about a...
Yes, hi, Roy. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Give me just one second to get everything pulled up here for you.
Okay.
I was just giving you a call. We had a claim reported by one of our customers. He said that he had a note left on his car with your name and phone number. Were you involved in an accident by chance?
Well, yeah. Was there a lot of damage?
It was damage to the rear bumper.
Oh, okay.
Of a Monte Carlo.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just left the note as a joke. I just thought it'd be funny to see if they called me back. I didn't actually touch their bumper or their car at all. I just touched the windshield wiper.
Okay, so you weren't involved in any kind of accident or
no,
anything like
no.
that?
No, I actually don't even own a car. I just put the note on the car. It's just a crazy internet prank, you know?
Okay, gotcha.
So they're probably just committing insurance fraud. That's all. Not a big deal, right?
Yep. All right, well, I appreciate the call back, Ryan.
Okay. Tell them the prank was a success.
All right, we'll do.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We just got someone's insurance canceled. That's hilarious, and I have no idea if I talked to that person already. It was way back on the 4th, and I still have some on the 4th that haven't answered.
Hey, Roy, it's Don. I got your note you left on my windshield about a little thing in my bus here, and if you want, give me a jingle in the morning, Friday morning, or I'll try to reach you.
Perfect.
It'll be daylight, then I'll get a chance to take a look at it, okay? But that's it for now. Talk to you soon.
Well, that's it for now. That's how I should start ending all of my voicemails that I leave for people. Everyone should do that. So let's give this a try.
Oh, this is Don.
Oh, hey, Don. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, you did. And thank you for your call back. I'm sorry I missed you last night.
Oh, it's okay.
And did you bump into my car up on Meadowbrook or something like that or whatever it was?
Yeah. Well, I didn't hit it with a car. But, yeah, I was up there.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, well, I was walking by and I dropped my Four Loko on the ground.
Yeah.
And it rolled in front of this old lady on her walker. She was, you know, she's walking along in her walker.
Yeah.
And she tripped over it. Like her walker hit the Four Loko can and she tripped and this old lady actually fell. And her false teeth flew out and it hit a truck driver in the face.
You know what? I've seen that happen before and I recommend. Do you have any poly grip in your glove compartment? Did you, Roy?
Well, no, it wasn't my false teeth. It was the old lady in the walker.
Okay. Well, do you have her name? I can give her a call.
Well, no, it wasn't her fault. It was because her false teeth hit the truck driver in the face. And then he lost control of his truck and drove into a bunch of BLM protesters.
You know, I haven't heard of that. I've been watching the news faithfully, even on Channel 3. Which is our local, what do they call that, public broadcasting? Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I want to give you a call back. Right now I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Well, what kind of meeting?
Unfortunately,
what's the meeting about?
Well, we're down at the DSO, and then we're having a meeting on lesbians, especially those that are from the other side of the Mississippi River.
Oh,
we're trying to get them to come across. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me give you a jingle back.
Makes
okay.
Sense.
Yeah. But
right.
Thank you for your courtesy call. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Well, that didn't work out. And I was trying to do an idea that iPokeSmot sent in. Sorry, iPokeSmot. I didn't get to the really good part. I do need to remember to do that though this year. The Rube Goldberg pranks. I think Liz reminded me last year, but by then it was too late. Or I got her email too late or whatever. But yeah, a few years ago, I did a Rube Goldberg-style carding prank. Come to think of it, I think she sent me one, so I need to look around for that. But the idea is that, you know, I do one thing, and that leads to another thing, and that leads to another thing, and just goes on and on and on forever. That one was Detroit, Michigan. I've been getting a ton of these from Michigan. So whoever you are in Michigan, you're doing a great job. Whoa, here's a threatening text message from North Carolina. In the area code that I was calling near the beginning of the show, the 252. The text message says, "Yo, this Zeke, you messed up, homie. We got where you stay at by your name. Nice family. Oh, nice family you got, LOL. Thanks, be careful, watch your back." And he probably, you know, there's several of listeners out there that have made Facebook profiles that have the name Roy Gerbil on them. So that's probably what he found. Let's give him a call and see what he has to say. Let's talk to Zeke.
Hello.
Hey, Zeke.
This is
Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
That's great. Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I got your text message. Do you need my insurance information or anything?
No, but we contacted the police because they already own it. They pulled your name, address, and everything up already.
Oh, crap.
By the note that you left on my car.
Yeah, because it's totally illegal to leave a note when you hit someone's car. I'm glad they did that.
No, it's not illegal, but I guess they're going to find you because pretty much they contacted me this morning and let me know they was pretty much looking into it.
I see. Okay. But, what? She hung up on me. I didn't even get to tell her any crazy stories. What the hell? Here's another from 252.
Hello, Roy. This is the girl from Big Lots. Talking about the way I was parking. I don't know what she's talking about, but I was parked in the right spot, so I wonder what you were talking about.
Whatever.
That you left, so give me a call back at 252 ASAP. Thank you.
Oh, crap. That was 19 hours ago. That wasn't ASAP at all.
Police department.
No, it's not. Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car. Is this the big girl? Why is everyone hanging up on me? Were these the same people? No, it's a different phone number. Maybe they knew each other, though. They did call around the same time. She asked me to call her back. I'm calling her back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Okay, I'll delete them then. Here's a nice ranty-looking voicemail from an unknown number.
Excuse me, but thanks for leaving your note on my car with your number on it, because the police now has a hold of it for as the language goes and everything else that you left on my car.
Crap.
And then that you admitted...
I think this is the first lady I talked to, isn't it? Kind of sounds like...
That you damaged my property. So thank you so much, because he kindly let me know that he can pull you up by your phone number with your address and everything.
Shit.
So how about this?
Damn those police.
If you... talk and act like you got some damn sense, maybe the next time your slow ass, whoever you is, won't leave a damn note on my car with your phone number up there. Now, let's see who the dumbass is when the police be pulling up at your house. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
252 person, I don't know what you wrote on those notes, but they really seem to have pissed these people off. So,
Hi, Roy. My name is Eric, and I'm the owner of the Blue Van that you hit in elementary school. Tonight, and I'm calling to...
You guys are leaving notes at elementary schools. That's great.
Just that with you. I really don't care about your information, but I really think it was inappropriate for you to refer to my wife as an idiot. But we'll address that when you can call me back. My number is 252. Thank you.
Wow, this is not going to end well. That was 20 hours ago, and I wonder if he's a teacher or something. He's probably in class right now.
Hello.
Hey, Eric, this is Roy. I left a note on your car. Why would he do that? Why would he hang... Everyone's hanging up on me. That's it. I'm quitting. I quit the show. I'm going to rage quit right now.
Hello.
Hey, Eric, we got disconnected somehow. This is Roy. I left the note on your car.
Yeah, look, I know this is a gag now.
Oh, how'd you know?
We figured it out.
How'd you figure it out? Are you guys detectives? How'd you do that? Damn it. You guys, I stupidly posted the phone number on phonelosers.org. I don't know why I did that, but I deleted it like later that night or the next day or something. But it's still stuck on the Prank Call Nation website. Oh crap, here's a wireless caller from the 716 area code. Hello?
Hi, is this Roy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jeannie. You hit my van the other day with my dad's van.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't been able to get a hold of you. I've been so busy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I was actually auditioning for the circus in the parking lot, where the van was, and I was dressed in a clown suit, and I was on a pogo stick, and the pogo stick went out. It went out of control, and I ended up bouncing all over the hood and the roof. What?
On my street?
Yeah, I was, if you would have looked out the window, I'm sure you would have noticed. I was in a clown suit and everything.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not used to these, the pogo sticks they have nowadays. They're really powerful, so I was just pogoing all over the place, and I just pogoed on your roof. So you might see, like, round marks all over the roof and the window.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that.
I don't even know how to go about that. Maybe I should have my dad call you.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Just the pogo stick marks. How come he didn't call me in the first place?
Well, he just told me to do it because I drive it, but it's in his name.
Yeah, but that's not a woman's job. That's a man's job.
All right, I'll have him call you because I just got off the phone with him, actually. So.
Okay, yeah, just explain to him that if it's not happening in the kitchen, you just can't get involved because you're a woman and your place is in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. I'll have him call you within the next couple of minutes.
Okay, thanks, woman.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Well, this should be interesting if she calls back. Okay, let's put her number in and see if she left a message.
Hi, Roy. This is Jeannie. You left a note on my van that you dinged. I have to go to school, but you can give me a call around 3 o'clock. Thank you. Bye.
And that's the only message from that person. Oh, and that dumb idea with the pogo stick, that was iPokeSmots. So thank you, iPokeSmot, for the idea. I think he left that in the comments on phonelosers.org. Here's another incoming call from Ohio. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the parking lot with the gray Camry. You put a note on my car.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. It was an accident.
So is it just when you open the door, you hit the side, or what?
No, I'm one of those sign spinners. You know, like I spin a sign over on the corner, the cash for gold.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was spinning my sign next to your car, and your car was too close to me, so my sign kept hitting it every time I spun it around.
The sign.
Yeah, I had a big wooden sign in my hand, and I was spinning it around and doing flips and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my sign, okay. Your car was really close to my sign, so my sign kept hitting your car over and over.
Oh, it's a wooden sign, it's on the side of the car, where does it spin?
I was spinning it all over the back of your car, all over the trunk.
Oh.
Because you were too close. You're parked too close to where I was spinning my sign behind your car.
Was it hitting the back part? Where was it hitting?
Yeah, the back part. I hit the back part about 300 times because I was spinning it really fast. So I kept hitting it over and over and over and over. Over and over and over and over.
It's completely in the rear, or
yeah. I was walking. I walked next to your car, and went to the front for a while.
Oh, you were walking. It's in your hand. It was in your hand.
Yeah, it was in my hand, and I walked around. I walked next to your car, and I kept spinning, and I kept hitting the side of the car as I walked to the front, and then I started hitting the hood.
Oh, you cannot. I mean, when it's in your hand, you cannot just stop the spinning. No?
Oh, no, I'm a true artist when it comes to sign spinning, and I don't just stop, because, you know, they're paying me to spin the sign. If I don't spin the sign, it's like I'm stealing from them.
Whoa, I see now that it's on the right, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I kept hitting it over and over and over.
What do we do about this?
I don't know, maybe don't park your car so close to where I'm getting ready to walk around and spin my sign. I always.
What do you mean? I'm parked perfectly in the middle of the lot.
Well, yeah, but I always walk. I always.
You are close to the line. Maybe we should learn how to park.
But I always walk around that area and spin my sign.
Well, if you want to walk around, you should be parking somewhere in the corner. Then
you should park somewhere else because that's where I spin my sign. So it's not my fault. It's your fault. You hurt my sign. You dinged my sign.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you do this every day? You're hitting somebody's car every day, is that right?
No, I don't hit people's car on purpose. You were just parked in a dumb place. I work for the Cash for Gold place, and I was just spinning their sign, that's all.
What department, what college? You are a student in what college?
Oh, no, I'm not a student. I'm a sign spinner. I work at the Cash for Gold place. This is my, that's just where I work.
Yeah, but why you are in a parking lot at the University of Akron?
Because I don't know, that's where my dealer lives. That's where we meet.
Your dealer lives at the University of Akron?
Well, he deals back there. That's where we meet. Because there's never any cops back there. We always meet back there, like right in that spot.
Yeah, so basically you go around and do this, and then any car gets damaged, it gets damaged. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, because it was too close to me when I was walking by to go see my dealer.
Yeah, but the car is parked and you're walking, so who is moving, car or you?
Well, I was, and my sign was moving too. I was spinning it really fast.
Yeah, so then it should stop spinning. When you're walking between the cars, it should not be spinning.
Well, no, that's like stealing from my employer. That's like stealing from the Cash for Gold people.
Where is this company, Cash for Gold?
Oh, it's over, by the highway.
By the highway? What's the name of the guy who gave you this job?
It's Eddie.
Eddie?
Big Eddie.
What's the location?
But it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Well, it's your fault. You're walking in between the parked cars and then spinning it, and you're telling me I parked at the dumb place. What bullshit is that?
Well, because you did.
It's my job here. I'm a professor in chemistry. I park here every day.
But that's where I spin my sign.
You hit my car, and then I got scratches. You put a note. That's okay. But then you're telling me that I parked at the dumb place? How dumb is that?
Well, maybe you should just park somewhere else when I'm walking by, spinning my sign.
Oh, yeah, then somebody else will be parking in this spot. You're walking, so you're walking, and then I park when you're walking, or I park the car, and then you walked around it.
Well, I can't help it. I had to get around it.
Why you had to walk here, in the parking lot here?
Because I'm advertising Cash for Gold.
You advertise, you don't go. You don't walk in between the cars in the parking lot.
I do. That's how I work. That's how I advertise. That's how people see.
Yeah, but then you make sure that you don't damage anybody's cars.
Well, I'm new at this.
You should say sorry. You shouldn't tell me I'm dumb to park in my parking lot because I work here for 20 years.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You should apologize. You should say sorry when I call you. You understand that?
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you don't understand that it's your fault.
Okay, yeah, that's the way to do it, okay? I mean, it's okay, you know, I accept your sorry and apologies, but you're not going to tell me that I parked the dumb place and my car is here every day and you walk around and hit my car like that, okay?
Well, come on.
Next time, don't do this to anybody. Roy, understand that?
And anyway, my Cash for Gold...
If this happens to other people, I don't care about any bullshit Cash for Gold and all that, okay? This is University of Akron. I am an employee here. I'm working here 20 years. I park here every day, okay?
But your car broke my sign, my Cash for Gold sign. So I need you to pay for some paint.
Oh, I see. Oh, you come here. I put it to a university lawyer, and I send notice to the lawyer, and you pay for my damage on the side of the car.
I just need a little bit of touch-up paint. That's all. He hung up on me. That was another idea from Ben. Thank you, Ben. You know, I think I've done enough car ding pranks at this point. I've been doing this close to 2 hours now, but I'm sure after I edit the show, it'll be much, much shorter. But anyway, let's listen to some voicemails.
Hello, this is Edward James, and I want the name of the sponsor of today's show, also his insurance number and phone number.
Uh-oh, Jackoff Daniels, I'm going to need your insurance information to pass along to this guy. Please get in touch with me soon.
Also, why don't you put a $1 donation on your page? Like, I don't want to pay $5 because I'm a cheapskate, man.
Oh, you don't get anything.
$1 donation.
Sucks to be you.
Thanks.
You can go to phonelosers.org/donate and give a dollar that way if I'm really not worth $5 to you. I see how it is.
Hey, Brad. This is Owen.
Hello.
I just found your show on the podcast app that I use, and I love it. Keep up the good work.
Yay.
Really happy that I found you. Other than that,
I'm happy you found me too.
If you have any way of telling us how you screen or change your caller ID, that would be awesome. But you'll probably just call me a dumbass on the air anyway.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, man. Love the show. Keep it up.
I wouldn't do that. I'm just quietly thinking it. That's all. Probably the easiest way to spoof your caller ID, though, is to go to spoofcard.com and buy some credits from them. They have really reasonable prices, you know, like a few cents a minute or something. I forget what exactly. And they have a cell phone app, too, so you can spoof your caller ID from a cell phone app. But if you want to know how I spoof my caller ID, I'm not going to get into it here, but you should go to phonelosers.org/FAQ, which stands for Frequent Asshole Questions, I think. And that'll tell you in detail how I'm doing it these days.
Hello. Breaking news and a comment.
Oh, breaking
news.
I have
two questions from Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. First, breaking news. Ruprecht the Monkey Boy will become a Patreon in October.
Oh, shit.
But for now, Digintember, I've placed approximately 33 notes upon cars around North Carolina.
You're the one.
So if you see 252s, I would like a few shout-outs on that.
There have been a billion of them.
The question of the day. Roy, I know you're a fan of Walking Dead. I need to know this. I need to know it right now. Who did Negan kill? Ta-ta-ta-ta! Cactus Cactus.
I don't know. I think I stopped caring about Walking Dead right around that episode. But I hope it's Carl, because he has a dumb haircut. So he deserves to die. And thanks for all the notes. I guess you've heard it in the show probably by now. But I answered a lot of 252 area code voicemails today. And you must live in a scary area because my life has been threatened at least twice today. Thanks, whatever the monkey boy. Was it Rupert? Ruprecht? I think I'll get it someday.
It's AssEJ911 here.
Hey.
Just wanted to tell you that the Ding Tender shows are pretty good, so keep up the good fucking work.
Thanks.
And I think you've been doing a lot of shows recently, like in the fucking Ding Tender.
I have to. Holy crap, your phone sucks.
See ya.
Sorry, I shouldn't say that. That just came out, but your phone sucks. Or the connection sucked anyway. Anyway, glad you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying them too. And I'm way behind on car Ding calls right now, so I really need to get caught up. Which means, I guess, more shows.
Brad, Jasper Flax.
Hey, Jasper Flax.
I was listening to an old Snowplow show, and there was this woman who just starts yelling at you, "I'm fucking dying, asshole!"
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she actually died.
Let's hope so.
Anyway, peace.
I don't know. I think she's just a drama queen. Probably just had a slight cold or something, and's overreacting.
Hey, Brad, just wanted to say, please, no more guest call-ins.
Oh,
Jack
come on.
Jack TV was the shittiest thing to happen on the show since Rappy's gym call.
Speaking of drama queens.
And a half ago. Holy shit. Anyway, happy Digintember. Love you, buddy.
You too. Everyone's always so mean to Jag TV. Everyone's always mean to anyone who's on my show that isn't me. You guys hate Rappy, you hate Carlito, you hate Mistress Morgan, and Trainwreck. Someday I'm going to do a show with all of them in it, and I'm not going to say anything during the show, just to piss you guys off. Then you'll be sorry.
Hey, Brad, it's Derek. Thanks for the stickers you sent me. I unfortunately do not have the $2 I promised you.
Oh, you jerk.
So to feed your alcoholism, I'm going to buy a shirt and a few pins when I get the money.
That's great.
Thank you, man. I've been listening to your show for a while. Love you. Bye.
That makes a lot of sense. Buy a $15 shirt or something, because you don't have $2. Why didn't I think of that? Everyone should do that. All right, everyone, I think it's time for me to quit the show for the day. Thanks once again to Jack Off Daniels for sponsoring the show today. It's Jack Off Daniels' fault that my life was threatened several times today. Don't forget to support the show at phonelosers.org/cactus. And if you want to leave notes, then leave some notes. Just be careful. Try not to get murdered or anything, especially you, Monkey Boy, North Carolina guy. By the way, you brought up The Walking Dead earlier, so I'm going to blame you for this ending song. This is a song called R.E. Your Brains. It's a cover by the Whiffin' Poofs. Everyone's heard of the Whiffin' Poofs.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. Da-da-da! I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demands. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming, all we wanna do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Just open up the door, and we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't mean to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan?
What's the plan, Stan?
Spend your whole life locked inside a mall.
I would like to see a PowerPoint presentation.
Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call.
Who you gonna call?
I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Just open up the door, and we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Got another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap it up. I know we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who are chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know, we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. All we wanna do is eat your brains. All we wanna do is eat your brains.
All the children of the world.
All we wanna do is eat your brains. All we wanna do is eat your brains. All we wanna do is eat your brains. You're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
It was a Pikachu, all right?
It don't matter. Fuck Pikachu.
You take that back.
I'm not taking back nothing.